I'd like to call to order this special council meeting for Monday, July 17th. We all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, 1.03 on our agenda is the roll call. And I think everybody is here that is supposed to be here. Eugene could not make it in because of work. Do we have a...
I'd make a motion that we accept or excuse Eugene.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And against, and that passes. Number two on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? All right, and that is done. Number three is our current business. And 3.01 on the agenda is the award, the contract for First Avenue Project. And I believe that is Kurt. Did I get the wrong one?
Council, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate you working it in. As you can see, we got three bids for the project. The low bid was Advantage Dirt Contractors. Personally, we're not familiar with those, Mark. I don't know if you are familiar with them.
Were they out of...
Kittitas?
Kittitas, right there.
Kittitas. So, kind of burned the midnight oil, went through their qualifications. They seemed to check out. They got good references. We called them Friday and again this morning. Actually, good to great. They were pretty complimentary of their quality, their demeanor, change orders, keeping on schedule, et cetera. They are verified that they're bonded, insured, have a contractor's license. They posted their bid bond. Verified they're on the LNI website and checked their bank references. Overall, the low bid was within, I think, 1.8% of the engineer's estimate. I think the last time you guys, I presented a couple of weeks ago and it was 1.735 at that time. So we're actually under what we presented a couple of weeks ago. Notably, the fiber came in. I think I told you the estimate last time was 60. They came in at 33. So overall, the city's proportion of the project is about $10,000 under the budget. So any particular questions, comments? I would like to make one change to the agenda memo if I could. On the bottom of the forming of the motion, I'd like to add concurrence by legal counsel and the Transportation Investment Board. They have not had an opportunity to okay the bid results yet.
So, does anybody have any questions?
You want to see the bid details a little bit more, Mark? The unit rates, or?
Yeah, I couldn't really see. I mean, I've seen a little bit of them up there, but I couldn't see what it was over on the
can
side.
Can you go to page one? And,
there you go.
So looking through the bid evaluation, they were mostly right there with our estimate. You know, as you expect, there were some outliers here and there, but overall, pretty good. pretty good guessing. You can definitely see that they don't do concrete work, so the concrete work seemed to be high where the dirt work and asphalt and piping were pretty close to what our estimate was.
And traffic control. This is...
I think that's good.
The one that was low built.
On MOB, isn't there a percentage that that can only be of the bid?
Yeah, it's 10%, and they're right at that. Yep.
This is engineered, this one.
Yep.
I think the big
ones that were increased was...
Gravel?
Yeah, it's really the concrete ones, you know, or at least... So you can see our estimate on that. On the concrete work, they're consistently higher than our estimate, which just indicates to me that they had a hard time either getting a concrete sub, or the concrete subs are all pretty busy and they're giving you high costs. Outside of that, everything was below our estimate, so.
But if you look at those versus the other two bidders, they're lower.
Yeah, so the other two bidders may have been self-performing the concrete work, where if you go into the piping, you'll see that be high because maybe they're subbing that out. So it's, you can kind of guess what's in that contractor's wheelhouse by looking at their estimate and their unit rates based in comparison to everybody else.
So on First Street, we're just going from where we ended up to 26, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Will there be sidewalks on both sides all the way to 26?
Yes, sir.
Which they're not now.
No, they're on both sides right now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, so the scope of the work is currently the storm system in about 75% of it is what Terry calls bubblers. There is no piping, so it just runs in one and then rolls out the other one and continues down the grade. So we're tying all of that into the collection system down just about right in the Highway 26 right away. We're updating the ADA ramps, making those conforming full length. We're also changing some of the radiuses for the truck routes so they don't run over the ADA ramps. Grind and overlay down to the truck route, and from the truck route to State Route 26, we're gonna do a full pulverization with the CTB, mixing concrete in there, and then asphalting over it. The only other outlier scope of work is there's a piece of pipe that's undersized for the sanitary sewer within that right of way, and we're going to replace that so it's the right size when we do future upgrades.
Good. Okay, any other questions?
So that's Schedule A. How about the other schedules?
There's just a Schedule B down below. We broke it into C and D when I presented to the council last time, just so you could see it. Yeah, Schedule B is the water elements that they won't pay for. There were water elements that they would pay for, but... So this is relocating a hydrant, adding service stubs to empty lots along there so we don't have to dig up the street if somebody does put something in. Yeah, pretty much minor. $25,000 is scheduled to be.
So, wow.
Okay. So, like I said, you can definitely see what's in their wheelhouse and what isn't, because they were under most things other than the sidewalk concrete work.
So when's the beginning date, or when do they start?
Well, my goal is to push August 1st.
August 1st?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
We don't want no wintertime concrete or asphalt anymore.
Nope. No, we try to avoid that, although it seems like we've been pushing the bubble the last couple of years.
How long is this going to take?
It's scheduled to be completed mid-October.
What's this going to do to all that truck traffic that's...
It'll be a cluster for a while.
Okay.
Yep. And we've notified WashDOT. They were in the review process. We have a preliminary traffic plan. They'll have to, the contractor will have to update that and submit it, but we've submitted that and worked through WashDOT for the routing during construction. It's a pretty wide road, so I think they can flip back and forth between the halves of the road. The only one I'm a little worried about is that upsizing that pipe right up near SR 26. It's kind of a deep rascal down there, and it, that might be a...
Well, you shut that down for a day or two, or...
I think they can still do half at a time, but it's so deep, I worry a little bit about it being able to be done half at a time. So we'll have to see how the walls hold up and if they're comfortable doing it or if they need to just shut it down. I'm not sure. Because if you shut it down, then you're pulling them all the way up to Lee Street, I suppose, and bringing them all the way down Broadway is really the only other route because they have to stay off Main Street.
Can you reroute the traffic through Lee Road and the bench for the Pacific Pride users?
Potentially.
Or potentially. I guess to be cluster there.
Yeah. Pacific Pride.
They use that, the Pacific Pride is right on
Broadway.
Yeah, it's on Broadway, between Broadway and First.
Did you get approval for the county for that? Because the county doesn't want trucks on those roads.
Well, yeah, in the winter, you can get on there any time.
Well, they're posted like we haven't posted for Main Street, no trucks.
On Lee Road?
Lee's a truck route, and so is Broadway.
And bench.
Yeah.
Everybody uses a bench. Yeah, to go to that fuel, to Conoco. That's a truck route.
They can cut over on Hampton now, too. There's no restrictions on Hampton. So.
But that was why they built...
Well, they're using Hampton more now because if you use a bench there during traffic hour, you're never going to pull out on the 26.
You'll be sick.
You'll be sick there forever.
Yep. So Hampton's got a good access from 24 to 17 straight through. They don't even stop at the stop sign.
So any more questions, guys?
I'll put a note on that. I think at the pre-con, I'll work with the city and see if we can invite some of those industrial people that may be impacted by the trout run and or truck routes, and we'll have a separate meeting addressing that after the pre-con.
All right, so we need a motion to award the project to Advantage Dirt Contractors, Inc., contingent on a review concurrence by legal counsel and, was it TI?
TIB.
TIB.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Against? Motion passes.
Thank you.
So 3.02 is the award contract for Second Avenue and Pine Street projects. And that is Terry, or is it Dan?
No, it's still Terry.
Still Terry. Terry's not here.
Yeah. So the way it normally works for me is I learned I'm supposed to show up. Here I am. So if you have any further questions, it's go back on my note. So we're doing Pine, Second and Pine, Fourth to Broadway, and Elm, Second and Elm to Scutney. From Elm to Scutney, excuse me, on Second. So it's a... The reason he's wanting to get it going is that they could perhaps get started on around the, what day was it he said? The 17th, that's here. Anyway, it's my understanding that they could get started next week if we could go right away. They got to do some curb and gutter work in a few spots and approaches that are just monolithic pores all the way under the street that we have to clean up before we can go in and pulverize this and get this job done. So if the window works, we can get this going. Doug is going to get right at it, and he's got a window here of a couple of weeks that he could go after it.
All right. Then we won't hold you up any.
So,
do you want to hear a motion?
Go for it.
I'd like to make a motion to award bids to Doug's Excavation and Granite Construction and Stripe Right for the amount of $266,000 for Second Avenue.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome. All right. We don't have anything else on the agenda, so I'll close this meeting at 12:17. Thank you for coming.